Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm becoming agitated. I've never been so wishy-washy with this team in my life, and it's really bothering me. I don't like it. I don't like the feeling I'm going through. I don't like where you just put me on the spot. Rightfully so, you did what you did, and you're supposed to do what you did, but I hate this feeling right now, and it's making me angry. Game 5 tonight, I don't know where I stand on this team. I don't know where I stand on their future. It's so hard to discuss. It's so hard to tell. I can't tell. Afternoon drive to ask the question, which trade do you feel better about right now? Was it the Watson trade or the Mitchell trade? I said, I can't give you an answer, which is a cop-out, which is something I'm not supposed to do. I'm not supposed to be that wishy-washy. And I said, I can't say I feel great about the Mitchell trade either. And you brought up, what was the first question you asked me? Well, then you don't think he's going to stay, even though you thought he was going to stay.
Or I should
now I am flip-flopping over here, and I don't want to flip-flop over here because I'm thinking, he could stay. He could absolutely stay. I still think it's in his best interest to sign a deal and, to, like you said, be year to year. But does that make me feel any better about this, that we'll just drive into a sunk cost because we need to pay off the three first-round picks that we went after with the guy?
The other part of it, though, and the one difference is, like, the Cavs could move on from the Donovan Mitchell situation. The Browns cannot. Like, they can't trade Deshaun Watson on the open market. Who's even into Deshaun Watson at this point? So they would, the Cavs could get something for Donovan Mitchell.
But my answer,
his value has not gone down.
No, you're right about that. But my whole answer to this is that, you know, my sunk cost for the Cavs is if this series doesn't go our way and you've given up three first-round picks, which, remember, is spaced over 4 years because of the Stepien rule. Like, I have to try to pay that off with Donovan because I can't just guarantee LeBron's going to come back and bail us out the way that a lot of people want to after last night and their loss to the Denver Nuggets. So we'll discuss it again later. So I can't just keep counting on him to come bail us out. With the Browns, I really can't count on anybody else to bail us out. The sunk cost for them would be to keep restructuring the contract and kicking that can down the road, which, by the way, they have not restructured that contract yet for this year, which a lot of people assume they were going to do, and they have not done that. So I think that they're kind of touch and go right now to figure out, yeah, he's still their guy. He's still their starting quarterback. But I think they want to see and make sure just how good his shoulder is going to hold up and everything's going to hold up before they go making room and extending this deal in a lot of ways because they're restructuring the contract. Because it's not the restructure on how much his contract is. It's also on the dead cap that's going to affect us later if he's here or not, which is one of the questions that they would have. So I can't feel great about either one. I got a quarterback who's coming back from an injury that's only happened really to baseball players. And they're saying all the right things, and they're saying all the positive stuff, but I can't know. And for Donovan, I mean, people are starting to turn on this guy. Fans are starting to turn. 18 points ain't enough. He's saying it ain't enough. And I think that the conversation, the constant conversation outside of Cleveland of him having a foot out the door, that was what Kendrick Perkins said 5 minutes before they tipped off in game 1 against Orlando a Saturday ago, that this is, he's got a quote unquote foot out the door. And I think people get really tired of hearing that. And I think they're tired of it. And they just go, you know what? Is it even worth it with this guy? And so if you don't win this series, you have no other choice but to still try to sign him, because I don't know what realistic trade you can make that's going to keep this train going. And so at the end of this build, this slog, where we, you and I said yesterday ourselves, Oklahoma City is ahead of you and it's taken less time. Minnesota's ahead of you. It's taken less time. Orlando is with you and it's taken less time. That's three right off the top of our heads. Three of them right there. I can mention Phoenix and go, well, they dropped off the face of the earth over there and they're behind us. Okay, fine. I could try to do that, but that doesn't make me feel any better about them faltering and not us. So now I have to figure out what I'm going to do for my future. I can't say I like either of these ones. And I don't like to live in wishy-washy land. I like to be able to have an argument
with
him.
Yeah, but I just think what pushes the Donovan thing past, I've talked about all the good experiences he's given Cleveland. He's only been here 2 years, but, you know, MVP chance almost from night one. He's helped foster home so many big wins. I know regular season, right? But those are nights where people spend a lot of money, go to the game and leave. The fact that he hasn't lost any value, like they could trade him tomorrow and I think they'd get a haul for Donovan Mitchell. Browns can't do that with Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, unless you truly believe...
What would the haul be? Would I be able to get a player that we compete for an NBA championship for Donovan Mitchell?
No, it'd be more pieces and parts now. But,
and who would be our guy that we centered around? Evan Mobley?
I think you'd... Yeah, I mean... The guy that, well, you're, but that's an Evan Mobley problem. That's not a Donovan Mitchell problem.
That's
the look
I'm
you're
saying.
Giving me right now.
We're stuck.
But are you doing that with Deshaun? Well, like the Browns have an aging roster, right? They have a lot of money tied up. Like you're not telling me any of that when you're breaking down the Deshaun Watson.
No, I'm not.
Trade.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to avoid it because I know it's not a fun conversation either. I don't have fun on either one of these things, and I don't think the fans do either. Like Donovan Mitchell, I can't feel really good about it right now. And I'm not saying I feel peachy keen about the Browns situation. Either I'm just taking a break and letting you bring it up, or B, I just don't want to bring it up because I know it's a downer. Because I do have an aging roster. Miles isn't going to get any younger. Not like they're all a bunch of old men, but every year I don't compete for a Super Bowl is a year I lose out of these guys' primes. And we are reaching a point where we don't have time to waste any more time of their primes.
Based on this, based on how you're reacting right now, would you just say never make a big trade like this again, never make a big swing? Because if this is how you're feeling 2 years later, and again, I mean, the Cavs have had two good seasons.
You're going to have to go for the gusto.
The Browns just went to the playoffs.
If there is a chance to go for it, that's fine. But what are our ultimate goals with both of these trades? Our ultimate goal, like, if they would have never traded for Donovan Mitchell, I don't know what you believe you would have had to move on from Colin Sexton. I agree with you with what you said there. But you just traded for a better version of the same problem, did you not? Small backcourt, front court big, but can they play with the other ones in the league up to that level, up to a Boston level, up to a 76ers level, or anything out west? Probably not. Now, I can't just recreate Nikola Jokic. Can't just do that. But I'm trading one problem for the other. With the Browns, they tried to kind of bail themselves out because we knew the Baker's getting paid what he's worth now, and he's probably a divisional round quarterback, and that's fine. But when you did what you did in 16 and 17, you had to be better than just having a divisional round quarterback. So they tried to bail themselves out in their own way, a la the way the Cavs did it, and here we are where we might still just have a divisional round quarterback. So neither situation is great. That's why I'm saying...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And neither. It's a downer for everybody involved. Do you feel better about the Cavs situation still? Bring me to your side. I'm not willing to be stubborn about this. I'm willing to listen.
It's that the Cavs, I mean, right now it all looks bad, right? Because they've lost two straight games. So I think we're being prisoner of the moment a little bit on that. Like, I do think, you know, even if they traded Donovan in the offseason, like, they're still going to be a good team next year. They still, like, maybe it is letting Darius. Remember, we talked about whether the Donovan move actually stunted the growth of Evan and Darius. Well, if they traded Donovan Mitchell, you know, does that change things? Does that get those guys back to where, you know, we thought trajectory-wise where they would be?
I don't know.
But either way, it's not like everybody that talks about the Cavs around the NBA say they're still a very talented team.
Yeah.
It's not that they're done. You know, the Watson thing, until we see him throw a football, like they can tell me all they want about him being ahead of schedule. Like, let's see how it actually looks when he's throwing a football, and is he ever going to be accurate again? Like, my God, since coming to the Browns, he's been one of the least accurate quarterbacks in the NFL.
I got no argument with that. But you're not, like, I'm willing to go with you on this. I'm not being pulled in that direction.
But it really sounds
like you're turning it like into an argument. I'm not arguing with you.
But if I'm listening to this conversation now, I really do. I know this is a bigger thing, but I wonder if they should take these swings ever again. Like going back to the Odell Beckham move, they took a big swing. Ultimately, how did it work out?
I don't think that.
That was a different front office, though.
I know, but I'm just saying.
It was a different front office.
If I am in charge of these teams, every front office
has to take a big swing, right, if they actually get an
opportunity. As frustrated as I am right now with either situation, I still think you got to.
Like, taking the swings, here's the one bad thing that come with the swings. Immediate expectations. How would you feel about the Cavs if you didn't have these expectations?
At the end of this, I can tell you this. When it comes to Andrew Berry and Kobe Altman, this is something they do have in common. They will ultimately be judged by their decisions. I try to leave Mike Gansey out of this stuff because no offense to him, I know he's a local guy. I just don't know how much power he actually has. So he might be a very high-level scout, but as far as making these decisions, I assume it's still Kobe Altman, right? So no offense to him, but I leave him out of the whole hocus-pocus and me screaming and yelling. When it comes to him and Barry, it's the same principle. I could be let go playing it very, very close to the vest and playing it very easy and conservative. But I know that I'm going to be judged and I might only have this job once. I mean, very few guys, some do get a second chance at it, but very few guys do. So if I'm only going to have one whack at this thing as a general manager, then I better make it count for everything I have. So that's where I understood.
But I don't know. It seems like you should delay. Like, just, again, if I were to listen to this conversation and I was driving through Cleveland, I'd be like, "What? How ungrateful could they be? They brought you.
I'm not
they
being ungrateful.
You how many electric nights with Donovan Mitchell? And it's not some given. Look at the Western Conference.
He doesn't do it for Golden free. State, he's getting paid a hell of a lot of money still to do it. I don't need to thank him for anything.
Look at the Western Conference. Golden State's gone. LeBron James and the Lakers, gone. Kevin Durant and Phoenix gone.
So
you're still playing basketball and
just because of how the schedule works out, I'm grinding it out against an opponent I picked.
I mean, doesn't it seem?
Thank you. Thanks. We're grinding out against an opponent I picked. All right. Thank you very much.
But this is what I'm saying.
Appreciate that.
Why make the move? Why even bother going through this if you're going to have unrealistic expectations? Like, Donovan Mitchell probably finals was probably not a realistic expectation with Evan
then
Mobley. When Evan Mobley is at this stage at 22, you're probably not supposed to go to the championship. You're probably not. Evan Mobley is a few years away. So that's what I'm saying. Why make the trade then? And I was for the trade. I was for it. But if it heaps unrealistic expectations on a team that's clearly nowhere near ready for it,
then why would you make the trade in the first place?
That's what I'm saying. Why?
Okay, but then neither of us said to not make the trade at the time.
I know. I'm looking at it now.
So obviously, when you trade 3 first-round picks for anybody, they're going to put some unrealistic expectations on people, are they not?
Which is like why I'm wondering, why do it then?
Like
going
the Browns,
in the future, why wouldn't you just let a small nucleus, like a young nucleus, grow together over time? Not much in the way of expectations, feel good vibes, the fun Cavs. Like, think about how contaminated Darius is now. Evan Mobley, would that have happened? Would that have happened had you not have made the Mitchell trade?
Them's the breaks. Maybe they wouldn't have. Maybe they wouldn't have happened. But I also know that, like, I look at what they've done with Barry and Altman. And I go, you guys know you're on the clock. You guys know you have to. It's not the Guardians, where if you do a decent job, you get to have your job forever and everybody says you're great. It's not that way. So you're under the gun all the time. So you had to make a move because you got to this level and you're going, hey, this build is not going the exact way we wanted it to go. We have an opportunity here. And I could look at it and go, hey, we traded for a guy who had not played football in a calendar year. We traded for a guy who still was coming off of God knows whatever that we didn't know was going to take the type of mental impact that it did on him. And I think that it did affect his confidence. And then you go on and you say, well, you could have been let go anyway because of the Baker Mayfield fiasco, even though you never drafted Baker Mayfield, right? So you had to make a move to try to extend that, even though we're playing in an era of Patrick Mahomes. And I think a lot of good players, or excuse me, a lot of good GMs are going to get fired because of the decisions they make to try to compete with Patrick Mahomes. In the NBA, we're playing with the era of great wing players who are inside-outside players who we just do not have. He had to take a swing. I can understand the reasoning behind it, but neither you or I were ripping him for making that trade or throwing out cautionary tales 2 years ago when they made that trade.
I wanted both trades. That's what I'm saying.
So I can't turn right back around. And also, I can't sit there and say thank you, because yes, anytime you trade for anybody for 3 first-round picks, we are going to put probably unrealistic expectations on any of them. So I can't sit there and say never make this trade again. Maybe there will be a player in the future that can take you to that level. I can't compare him to Donovan Mitchell 20 years from now and say that that guy's not going to be worth it. 216-474-0092. So do you feel that we should ever make these trades then? Are you questioning whether we ever should?
I'm wondering what good it does a front office to take these types of gambles. If this is the reaction, you know, just 2 years later, especially with the Cavs, the Browns just made the playoffs. The Cavs, there were nothing but feel-good vibes for a long period of time. We're talking about flipping the switch for 2 years running, and yet today, you're sitting here today that neither of these look good.
As of today, we'll see about tomorrow, but as of today, they don't look great. 216-474-0092. 745. Fixing our lives? How about fixing our city? You guys on this next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.